Well, thank you. It's just so good to be here. I do a little bit of wandering. Is that okay? Yeah. It's just the way I am. It's just great to be here. And as Josh said, my parents have been visiting Keith and Heidi and hooking up with Mutual Faith Ministries for quite a number of years. And they used to come over to the conference. And I've just discovered why that is. It's this glorious weather that you have. It's nothing to do with Keith and Heidi. It's just the weather. Back home, I've been checking the weather, and it's snow, and it's ice, and it's freezing. And I've been talking to my wife, and she won't go out the house, and she can't drive very far. But you're blessed with glorious weather. To wake up every morning to this is just awesome. It really is. I just trust that you relax. Are you relaxed this morning? You know, it's good to relax in the presence of God. There is something about being together and about being in the presence of God that just brings a peace, it brings a relax, and it allows God just to speak into our hearts. As Josh says, I'm from a church in Denton, Manchester. I think we've got a photograph of it coming up. That's not it. It's coming. There we go. We're just a very small town, 30,000 in Denton. We're about 6 miles outside of the centre of the city of Manchester. The church that you see was erected in 1950. The church has been in that community for 67. We come into our 68th year. And it's a real privilege to serve community and to be established. And, you know, at one time, we used to send out buses to bring all the kids in. You can't do that anymore. It's called abduction, isn't it? But in the 60s, we used to send the buses out and they used to bring the kids in. And I'd be walking around Denton. I used to work in Denton for a period. And they say, I've been to that church. A bus used to come and pick us up. We didn't know where we were going, but we used to get drinks. We used to get Coke and we used to get sweets, candy. It was a great place to go. And so it's actually impacted the lives of many thousands of people in our community over the years. And it's somewhere that people always return to. You know, we're like a well. The church is like a well. And when people are thirsty, they come and they drink. And so we've been established for a number of years. And it's just a blessing to be there. As Josh says, I've been in ministry for 11 years. I started late. That's because I didn't really like church very much. Is it okay to say that? Is that okay? I just had this vision of church being this powerful, glorious organization where God would just transform people's lives, which is really what church is. But somehow I didn't quite see it, and it took God a long time to kind of break into my thinking and just help me to see church how it should be. Because I love seeing things work properly. I love seeing things, whether it's sort of mechanicals, whatever it is, I love to see things work properly. And as I looked at the church, I saw that there was a great need for it to just be restructured and work properly. And that opportunity came. It caught me by surprise. I wasn't expecting it, but God just broke into my life and he really challenged me about, well, if that's what you see, then go and do it. And so I've been doing that for 11 years in our little church in Denton, Manchester. We sang this morning about God's grace. Isn't it amazing? Yes. His grace is amazing. It's amazing because it breaks into our lives and it does something new and fresh, and it's available all the time. And this morning, as we just focus a few thoughts around his word, one of our values in our church is every time that we meet together, we want an encounter with God. And I don't know what you've come like this morning. Sometimes we come to church and we're not in the right place. We go because we go. But I just want you to just consider that God is in the house. God is here. And he wants an encounter with you. He wants you to experience his grace in a new and a fresh way. It doesn't matter how long you've been on the way. God's grace always can speak and break into our heart and into our lives. I don't know whether you've come with a need this morning. God can meet it. That's our God. He's an amazing God. And sometimes we've got to ask, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about that in a moment. So can we read from Ezekiel. I'm going to read from Ezekiel 37. And if I pronounce anything different than you would normally, just remember that I'm right and you're not. Okay. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out of the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you, and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. And those of you who have been in church for a while will know the rest of that, but I don't want to read that. But I want us to consider the bones, the dry bones in our lives. Dry bones speak to us of death and destruction. They have a story of no hope because it's all gone. The bones are dry. And as Ezekiel was looking out over these bones and he was challenged by God, can these bones live? Ezekiel was very smart. He said, you know. Can these bones? And I don't know whether you live in that place where you were challenged sometimes with, can God do this? Well, God knows he can. God knows he can. But he wants us to know. He wants us to be in a relationship with God in a different way. And I'm going to touch on that. I don't know about you, but I love programs on the television that deal with renovation. And I've just got some photographs coming up now. This is one of my programs. It's an American program that we get over in the UK. And I really enjoy watching this. This is about what we see when we look at something that is wrecked. Can we have those photographs on of the cars, please? Okay. When we look at the first pictures, we see cars that are, you kind of wonder, well, why would anybody bother with that? And then you see the gradual development and the gradual change that these guys bring, and then you see the finished product and you go, wow. Wow. I didn't think that was possible. But sometimes when we look into our lives, we look at the eyes that we have in the natural. And all we can see is wrecks. All we see is dry bones. And we've got to learn to look at it with the eyes of God, because God sees the bottom picture, not the top. When he looks into your life, when he looks into your heart, he doesn't see a wreck. He doesn't see something that is destroyed, but he sees the finished product. And sometimes we need to have the eyes of the Lord as we look into our own lives. And what I love about this is that God talked to Ezekiel about, can these bones live? Can there be a change here? Can God do something in these circumstances? Ezekiel says, well, you know, God, because you're the great God who we worship. You know the answer to that. God said to Ezekiel, you prophesy. You speak. You put your faith in me now. I'm asking you to speak the word of the Lord to these bones. And are we going to see them live? Yes, we are. Ezekiel was obedient and faithful. And as he began to speak to the bones, the word of the Lord, they began to come together and live. And at the end of the story, we see that the bones are covered in flesh and sinews, and they are live bodies. But I want to encourage you this morning that sometimes we face things in our lives that we go, wow, I can't do that. And we've got to be obedient to God. We've got to be faithful. And we've got to speak the word of the Lord into our own lives, into our circumstances, so that these dry bones begin to live. I love the way that Jesus talked. He said, you know, the things that are impossible for man are possible with God. And we look at our lives sometimes, we look at our circumstances, or we can look at the circumstances of the world and go, it's impossible. I cannot see a solution. But God says it's possible. And this morning, the good thing about being a visiting speaker is that I can say kind of anything. I don't know you. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know anything about any of you, other than what Josh has told me. But this morning, as I'm talking, I don't know your circumstances, but God does. And God wants you to have this encounter with him where the things that you see that are impossible actually are possible when we begin to include God. What have we got to do? We've got to speak the word of the Lord into our circumstances. We've got to speak by faith and obedience and expect God to do his thing, because God is good at doing his thing when we let him do it. So often in our lives, we try to be the God. We try to be the one that actually solves the solutions, that puts things right, that works it out. And for many years, that's how I am. I'm kind of wired like that. We look for our own solutions. But we've been reminded this morning that you've got to put God in there. You've got to speak the word of the Lord into your own circumstances. I have got some notes, I'm just referring to them now. This is a fundamental scripture that we use, and it's an awesome scripture. It's 2 Peter 1, verse 3. It says, his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. By his power, by his divine power, he's given to us all, that's he's given to each of us here today, everything we need for life and everything we need for godliness. He's given us everything. And I want to remind you of that this morning, that as you go through life, he has given you everything that you need. Sometimes we just need to ask, but it's there. He's given you everything you need to live, and he's given you everything you need to live a godly life. He's empowered us by his Holy Spirit. He's given us what we need. He doesn't abandon us and say, get on with it now. He gives us this amazing gift of the Holy Spirit that leads us to truth, that reveals the heart and the will of the Father. He's given us the Holy Spirit that is our comforter and our empowerer to live this life. He's given us everything we need to live a powerful, overcoming Christian life. Isn't that amazing? He's just glorious. That's his grace. That's his grace, because he doesn't leave us. He doesn't abandon us. He continues to minister into us and through us as we journey with him. And that's a great scripture that we use all the time, reminding ourselves of the provision of God into our lives, so that no matter what we face, God has given us what we need. Whether we're facing financial difficulties, physical ailment, whether we're looking for a job, whether we're dealing with relationships, God has given us what we need to make it through. He's given us everything. We just have to speak the word sometimes. That's the faith aspect of this calling we have to live this Christian life. It is by faith. And sometimes we have to use our faith. And that can be hard, because we like to trust ourselves rather than him. So put our faith and speak the word of God into our lives, and we will see God begin to do the impossible. It's awesome, isn't it? It's like Mission Impossible, but he does it. He always wins through in the end. This week we've been reminded, as we've met at the conference, about the great gift that God has given to the world through his Son Jesus Christ. And it's such a privilege to share time with you here It's been a great week. I came for a week of relaxation and listening to God. I didn't come to minister at all. It was kind of dropped on me yesterday. I've left all my notes and everything. I've brought nothing. I thought if I take nothing, they can't ask me to do anything. But they did. But it's just been great to be reminded about the gift that God has given to us, this amazing gift of Jesus Christ. He's given it to the world, not just to us. And as we receive the gift that God has given to us and Jesus begins to live in our heart, he begins to transform us. He begins to do something in us and we go, whoa, just a minute, I wasn't expecting that. And suddenly we find that we are catching hold of the Father heart of God. And we're understanding that we are his gift to the world as well. This life that we live, this abundant, amazing life, is not just about us. It's about his provision in our lives so that we can actually demonstrate to those around us just how great God is, just how gracious he is, just how loving he is, and just what a giving God he is. See, each of us carry this gift around with us every day. Everywhere you go, you carry this gift of his grace, his love, this story of salvation that we're living in. We carry it everywhere we go. What a great message each of us has. I don't know about you, but in the UK, everywhere I go, I see dry bones. See dry bones in the community. See dry bones when I'm out shopping, which, by the way, isn't very often. I hate shopping. I see the frustration in people. But we carry this message that can transform their lives. We see the dry bones of broken lives, broken relationships. Lives that have just been devastated by the power of sin. We see people that have got no hope, whose lives are empty. And we know that Jesus came to give us life and give it in abundance, to give us joy and peace, to share himself with us. That's his grace. And we as the Church of Jesus Christ are the gift to our community. We're the gift to the world that is going to transform the world. What have we got to do? When we see dry bones, when we see broken lives, we've got to speak the word of the Lord into it. We've got to have that faith, that obedience, that when we rub shoulders with those around us, when we're in conversation and we see the brokenness of lives, the dry bones of lives, we actually speak into them. We speak the word of the Lord. And it says in Ezekiel that when we do that, the dry bones begin to live. If we want to see life in our community, then we've got to carry this message with us every day. You've got to view life as something different than just being a Christian and being in church. Being here is great. I love being in church. I love sharing time with other believers and being encouraged. But part of what we're doing this morning is worshiping our Father, thanking him for all that he's done for us, so that we can take this message. We are empowered and encouraged to take this message out everywhere we go. So when we stood in line at the shops, getting frustrated because other people are in front of us, do you do that? Are you patient? No. Just one honest man. I hate it. But sometimes in those times there comes opportunity where we can speak to those around us and just share a little bit of our faith. Powerful. Do you think like that when you're out? Change your thinking, because that's what our life is about. 1 Peter 3:15 says this. but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks. The light's just glaring off the page, excuse me. To everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. We've got to have an answer for our faith. When somebody says to you, what's going on in your life? We've got to have an answer. We've got to be gentle about it. We've got to be meek about it. But we've got to be able to explain our faith to those who we live with, because they will notice there is something different about you through the way that you live, through the conversations that you have with others, through the actions that you make, and through the reactions that we have. We demonstrate something of the grace of Jesus, and people around us will notice that. And we've got to be able to speak the word of the Lord into their lives, because we want to see dry bones live. When I was working, I was a civil servant for 27 years, and they knew I was a Christian because I told them, okay, that's what we do. I'm a Christian. I'm not like you. I'm different than you are. That went down really well. And so I had to work out how do I speak into these guys' lives. I worked with some of them for a long time, and I had to change my language. I had to change my understanding of how I communicated my faith to those around me. And I found the best way was you behave like Jesus did. He was kind, he was compassionate, he was patient with others, he didn't badmouth anybody. He demonstrated the love of God everywhere he went. And I thought, well, let's give it a go. So in my work life, I began to just demonstrate my faith in the way that I lived, the conversations that I had with people. When they started grumbling, I didn't join in. When they started having a go, complaining about the boss, I didn't join in. And it wasn't till I left work that they began to talk to me about, tell me about your faith, because you're different than we are. Why didn't you join in with us? Why? You're such a patient guy. And I'm not really patient. I can be quite impatient. But they just noticed something different about me. And as I was having a conversation with one guy in particular, he said to me, just tell me about your faith. Just tell me what it is. And as I began to explain in a very simple way the grace of Jesus Christ and how he wants to break into our lives, how he wants to deal with the stuff that we can't deal with, how he wants to encourage us and motivate us and empower us to reach our potential in him, he said, I'm in. I'm interested in that. I want some of that. And so the language that we use is really important in the way we demonstrate who God is. So I want to encourage you as an individual to think differently about the way that you live your life out in community, about the words that we use. And when we see someone who is full of dry bones, to speak the word of the Lord and bring life. I believe that the fields are white unto harvest. I believe they always have been. There's always been fields out there. There's always been people ready to receive the gospel. It says that in the Bible, doesn't it, that but the laborers are few. There's not enough of us going out there and demonstrating the love and grace of Jesus Christ. There's not enough of us speaking the word of the Lord into the lives of those who we share time with. But I believe as we understand who we are in Jesus Christ, as we learn to live in his provision, those around us will see something of who God is. We will demonstrate it in the way that we live. Our response has got to be to speak the word of the Lord. The role of the church is to demonstrate the reality of the heart of God to the world. See, I think that if people really saw Jesus Christ as he is, the churches will be full. But But somehow, as church, we've got to learn to communicate him in a way that is understandable and powerful and brings transformation. As we do this, there will be a great harvest. At home, our focus for 2018 is to reap a harvest. We've been talking about it through 2017. We've been preparing our hearts. We have an expectation that this year we are going to reap a harvest. We're putting ourselves in a place. We're being intentional about what we do and how we speak. We've been intentional about going out into our community and demonstrating who God is. Together, the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide, when we get it right, when we live it, when we believe it, when we expect the harvest will come. It's just a few thoughts that I wanted to share with you this morning. But I want you to remember that you may have dry bones in your own life. Speak the word of the Lord into it. You know, God wants us to be full of himself. You know, if we're struggling as Christians, sometimes it's hard. It's hard to talk to others about the love of God. But he wants us all to be filled with this life, this abundant life, filled with this joy that he brings into our lives and into our hearts. He wants to be full of that so that as we go out, people will recognize it. They will notice and they will ask. And we just have to take the opportunity to speak the word of the Lord into their lives. Let's believe together for a harvest, not only in Denton, Manchester, but here and throughout the world. Amen.